Hi there. The word for today is, who's your soul? Acts 9 verse 15 says, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name. Saul of Tarsus was the last person on earth he'd ever have expected to become a Christian, much less the author of half the New Testament. Describing his life before he met Christ, Galatians 1 verse 13 he writes, I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. So when God called Ananias to go and pray for Saul, he wasn't too keen on the idea. He told God, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call in your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. Now Ananias knew what Saul had done to the church. What he was about to learn, however, is that God had done a real work in Saul's heart. Within a few short years, God would use this man to touch the world, but first he used Ananias to touch him, that is Paul. So has God given you a similar assignment? Has he given you a soul? If so, don't give up on him or her. When other people write them off, give them another chance. Ananias didn't know about Paul's encounter with Christ on the Damascus Road because he wasn't there, which means God can go where you can't and get through to a person when you are unable to reach them. Always remember this. God never sends you where he hasn't already been. So by the time you reach your soul, who knows what you'll find. That's the word for you today.